from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in
that. What are you looking at me like that for?
What you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic.
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Starring Randy Montez McMichael as Randy and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it, then use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning.
Georgia Day at SEC Media Days down there in Texas. We will get some Kirby Smart audio on the show throughout the show. We may even have Kirby Smart himself.
Never know.
We have in years past. Hopefully this year is the same as those. And there's also players there as well. Carson Beck, Malachi Starks, Michael Williams. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to those guys as well. Maybe not. We'll all find out together over the next 3 hours. Either way, good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good, man. It is, like you said, Georgia Day down at SEC Media Days. And obviously, I think Tennessee's there today, too.
Yep.
Tennessee, Georgia, and everything. But, you know, Georgia is the top dog down there, and it's going to be – kind of, you know, as far as Kirby, you know, I think the last couple of years people view Kirby as maybe the best coach in the country and everything like that. But now that Nick's gone, I think it's probably unquestioned that he is the best coach in the conference. And like we said yesterday, this just gets you closer and closer to the season as we're about 45 or so days before.
That's
Clemson.
Right. I think I saw somebody post that 44 or something,
something
like that.
Before they're here in Atlanta. Facing off against a good underrated Clemson team, I think personally, but it's gonna be fun. Hopefully we can get him on today, and because he's doing the rounds and things like that, so hopefully we can find a way to get him on and talk to him about it, his preparation and everything. Because I heard him this morning, and something we talked about maybe last week, or maybe it was yesterday, talking about, you know, the schedule and everything like that. And you know, there's going to be some guys missing probably because of how they beat the crap out of each other at Georgia during training camp. And he was basically
And
the arrests and all those different
things.
And he addressed that also, and there's going to be some consequences behind it.
Yeah.
Just got a text from Rusty about it, about different things that go on up there, as far as the punishment and things. And so you look at it that way, but I never heard of, because it's not saying he's going to pull back, but it's like trying to find a way maybe during training camp to maybe ease up a little bit
load management.
Yeah, because of the fact is that you've got this gauntlet of a schedule, and you got to win 17 games to win that championship
this
year.
Right.
And so, I mean, that is
play 17 games.
But that is a long trek for these college kids and everything like that. So it was weird to hear him say something like that. Now, I know Kirby a long time. Kirby ain't going to pull it back. You know, he don't take the foot off the throttle, but, you know, maybe if somebody does have something, you know, take your break or something like that. But, it'll be interesting to see and hear him talk the rest of the day, especially the guys like Carson Beck and Malachi and obviously Michael Williams.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing from all of those guys. Malachi, how's the shoulder? Michael Williams, what position are you going to play this year?
Right.
Carson Beck, cool mock turtleneck.
Yeah.
Looking sharp. A bold choice for a young man. To Rocky. Now, he's got a long neck, so
he does.
I guess the mock is fine. You can pull that off.
It balances out, you know, the chin to throat ratio.
Man's got a throat on him. There's no question about that.
He does, man. But yeah,
he probably won't say that to him if he comes on the show.
But he's an outstanding quarterback who's going into, you know, his second year as a starter. One of the top, you know, preseason Heisman favorites and all those different things.
Hype train, pressure, whatever you want to call it.
And I'll say it again. This team will go as far as their defensive line takes them. Mm-hmm. Their offensive line is one of the best in the country. They're going to be fine. Linebackers, great. Secondary, great. But how is this defensive line, especially interior, how do they win? Because that's how we won back-to-back championship. Mm-hmm. Obviously, offense helped. But those dudes up front dominated. And it's just not those dudes because you got to have that depth. And that was their biggest thing, where they were able to do, what do they call it, hockey line shifts, mm-hmm. and the production was just as good.
Well, I mean, the first year, it's just crazy. The amount of guys that are now, you know, first-round draft picks in the NFL, that first national championship, you went like seven deep with guys that are NFL players. The second year was a little bit more thin, but you had Jalen Carter.
Right.
You know what I mean? You had Nolan Smith, at least for part of the year. And it was still top end NFL.
You had seven first rounders on that defense.
Yeah, the first year.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's stupid. It doesn't happen like that. Yeah. That's not the way that it goes for most college football teams. That's why nobody scored any points on them.
Right.
You know what I mean? and then last year, as good as the team was, they were the best team in the country for the whole year. And honestly, I still believe if they get into the playoff, they probably win the national championship if they get in there. They had a bad day against Alabama, and that's what it is.
Yep.
You can't have a bad day at the wrong time. Now, you can now,
right?
the way that things have shifted. That's one of the big changes from year to year in college football.
Him and Coach Saban were talking about was that part right there, is bouncing back from a loss, knowing that the season's not in the balance because of one loss.
Right.
You know,
going into a game knowing that if you lose that game, you may still very well be in the playoff.
Right.
What a weird reality.
Yeah,
now, I guess that was true of the SEC championship game that first championship year as well, but you didn't really know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like, we got to try to win this game so we can get to the playoff. They lost and still got in and still won the national championship, but there was no guarantee that they were going to get in. Now, you make the SEC championship game undefeated, you might see teams resting, guys. Honestly. Like, there's still the benefit of the bye, and that's a huge benefit.
Right.
When it goes to 16 and there isn't one, I wouldn't be surprised. They're going to have to figure out something with the conference championship game to avoid that. Because the last thing you want is, and that's down the road. Like that's another problem for another day. But the last thing you want is guys opting out of playing big games or resting in big games. But you see it in the NFL too.
I mean,
guys rest week 17 if you're in the playoffs already. I mean, it's something that happens. Maybe that's something that happens in college football. But yeah, that's part of it. Like that part of the conversation leading into this year is what makes it so different. Georgia's never had as hard of a schedule as it has this year.
Correct.
But they could also probably lose two games and still go to the playoff.
Correct.
So it's a weird, you know what I mean?
Of course,
you never think about it like that going into the game, but you look at the schedule, it's like, hey, you go 10-2, you probably go to the playoff.
Yeah, and because they'll still be one of the top teams in the country and everything like that, and you just, you know, you always view it from, you know, it was one of the things where Nick Saban, they asked him about the structure of it, basically, like who gets the buys, who gets automatic bids. Mm-hmm. He still hates that part about it because it's like, well, this group of five team is not better than the fourth SEC team or something like that. He hates it, which is true and everything like that. So that'll always be the thing about it. But, I mean, the league is you know, when you look at the schedule that Georgia has, I mean, you go to Kentucky, Alabama back-to-back weekends, you know, and that Kentucky game, we know this is going to be a fight. It's going to be physical, all different things, and then you got to hope that you make it out of there, and then you got to go to Tuscaloosa the following week, and then you know, and then you got to go to Texas and go down to Austin. You got to go Ole Miss, and later on in the year. So it's all about the depth and getting guys playing time. I mean, that's one of the biggest things right now, and because usually when you talk about getting guys experience in the game, you usually up or something like that, and they get a chance to go in there and play. Now, Kirby, they rotate everybody, but still irritates me to this day that, damn, everybody gets to play. But you're going to need that kind of experience. You're going to need that getting those guys live game reps because of the fact that you're going to need them. I think that's going to be the biggest thing, is that everybody is in play when you look at – and that's every team in college football with the how long the schedule is now and the, obviously the competition of the games and stuff, because there's not a lot of, you know – Well, Mama, I'm probably going to play the whole second half game that Georgia has.
No.
Now, do I think Georgia
is not.
And that's me talking like now, do I think Georgia is the best team in America? I do. Do I think they can just go out and mollywop everybody? I do. But that's not how it always goes. Because, you know, stuff and whatever happens. But, yeah, it's not going to be a lot of, hey, Mom, yeah, probably about the second half I'll be playing out there, man.
Yeah. I mean,
there's some on the schedule.
Games 2 and 3.
Yeah.
I don't even think about those games. I don't know. Clemson, we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens in that Clemson game. What are they favored by, 17 or something like that?
Where?
You know what I mean?
Oh,
14 and a half, something like that. So, no, I mean, you're right. Obviously, that's the kickoff game. Who knows? Maybe Clemson will be a little bit better than they're projected to be, all that kind of stuff. But that's what's great, right? Like, for the parts of the changes that there will be downsides to, and any new formation, any new landscape of scheduling is going to have some pitfalls. But I think there's more benefits than downfalls, to me at least. And that being this schedule is a hell of a lot more fun. Last year, all we could say was, well, you can only play who's on your schedule, which is the polite way of saying this sucks and this whole fall is going to be a little bit boring because you're not really going to know who they are until they actually play somebody later in the year. And then a couple of teams popped up as better than you thought that they would be, like Missouri and others. And it was like, all right, maybe this will be a little bit of a test. Clemson week one, while they might not be Clemson of 5 years ago, they're still Clemson. Alabama in September, while they might not be Bama of whatever, it's not Saban, it's still Bama. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Going on the road against some of those other teams, like, you're going to know exactly who this football team is by mid-October.
Yes.
Because they're going to be road ready and road tested, which I love.
Yeah, man.
Like that.
I mean, I love
it's so much better.
I mean, but we
it's
always
so much
talk
more
about
fun.
It. I love the fact that they're playing these games.
Yeah.
These teams. It's a big game atmosphere, and it's in your conference, and you're going to play them, and you don't have to wait.
You play in the SEC, you should never have a year like last year. Like, this schedule sucks.
Yeah.
It's crazy that it was even like that.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you shouldn't have to wait till the SEC championship to see Georgia and Alabama play.
Now, I understand, or Georgia, and I know Texas, somebody's going to remind me of this. I know this. They were going to play Oklahoma last year. It got canceled because Oklahoma was coming to the SEC. The non-conference schedule would have been better last year than it was otherwise, but it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
So we still had to sit there and watch those games.
Who the hell did they fill that void with Oklahoma?
I don't remember.
I know.
I don't remember. Yeah. But we watched it.
Yeah, we damn sure did. Sit back and watch all of it, man. But it's going to be a fun year. And as we, you know, get closer and closer to it, you'll start to, you know, have more and more insight on all the teams as far as who's Georgia's playing in those situations, in those games. But yeah, I mean, this is SEC Media Days always, you know, gives you that stepping stone, because, you know, SEC Media Days, and, you know, NFL training camps is usually a week after that and everything. Like you said, we'll be up there starting Wednesday, right?
Yep.
Yeah, starting on Wednesday.
Week from tomorrow.
But yeah, I mean, you got Clemson, Tennessee Tech. Mama, I'm going to play at Kentucky. Yes. Then you're open before you go to Alabama.
At Kentucky, September 14th.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
You're open before you go to Alabama. Okay. So that gives you some time, because that Kentucky game is going to be physical.
Sure.
And then you got to play, you know, whining ass Auburn, who wanted to get the game changed because we don't want to play Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama back to back. So, whatever.
Yeah, you got them at home. And then Mississippi State, you said, at Texas. Man, another bye after that.
Yep.
Florida Ole Miss. At Ole Miss.
Yes.
A lot of pressure on them this year.
Yeah, man.
Biggest amount of hype headed into an Ole Miss season since ever.
Oh man, I don't. I can't.
Eli's senior.
I was gonna say Eli senior year, maybe, but I mean, he hit the portal, and he hit the portal and got some dudes.
Sure.
And so that's gonna be interesting, because I think Lane Kiffin is a good coach. I don't think Lane Kiffin's a great coach.
I don't think there's any reason that you would.
Yeah. I think Lane Kiffin's a good coach.
This is a year where he could change that perception.
Sure can.
Right?
Sure can.
Because the thing about Lane Kiffin, it feels like he's been around forever. He's still not old. Like, Lane Kiffin's still, like, relatively, you know what I mean? What's he, like, 50 maybe?
Maybe.
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 Dude's been a head coach in the NFL.
Crazy.
College football.
Crazy.
For, like, 20 years.
Ain't it crazy?
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin's
been around forever. He's still, like 46 somehow. Yeah. But if they win it, I don't think they're going to win it, but, like, he could win enough games this year to change that perception a little bit. Or lose enough games this year to where you're like, yeah, all right, cool, you had a great roster, you recruited all those guys, transfer portal, and you still didn't win. So maybe you kind of are who you are. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending. We'll let you hear some of the audio from SEC Media Days Day 1 yesterday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for What's Trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Is your heating and cooling system aging? Reliable's got you covered for just $29.99 a month. No deductibles or service fees, just coverage. Call to find out more.
We're dealing with new challenges this year. We don't have a chip on our shoulder in terms of people trying to use that as motivation. I've never used a failure from the previous year as motivation, and I've never used the success of a previous year as motivation. We won't do that this year. That's not who we are. We want to recreate ourselves, in the best light we can. And this team has been fun to coach.
There you go, Kirby Smart. We're not doing any chip on our shoulder stuff because we didn't win the national championship last year. We also wouldn't be motivated by the fact that we had won the national championship last year, had we? So then what is motivating? Just the right to do it?
Yes, winning another one.
Yeah, just
winning,
trying to
win another. Because remember
the new challenge.
Remember when they won the first one, and it, one of the things he preached on was like with this team is that team won one. Y'all haven't done anything.
Right.
And so, I mean, even though some of those guys were on that team.
Right. It's a different team.
It's a different team.
You guys haven't done anything.
Yeah, and so that's how he's going to view it this year, man.
Last year they weren't going to be hunted.
Yes. Was that it?
Or was that 2 years ago?
Might have been. Whatever. So they're hunted.
He usually has one. You know what I mean? He's got his Kirby-ism, like his T-shirt thing, which, whatever, it's fine. I mean, he's every coach does that.
Yeah, whatever you got to do to get whatever you got to get your team motivated to do because you're on the top of the mountain and everything like that. And because, you know, you're going to get everybody's best shot all the time. Yeah. And that's why I always say when Georgia got to go to Alabama, Georgia got to go to Texas. For hell, they got to face Georgia coming to Tuscaloosa or going to Austin, Texas going to Oxford, Mississippi. Right.
That game for them will like what we talked about last week with Shedeur Sanders. Like that will genuinely be the Super Bowl for those teams.
Yeah.
Because that's who Georgia is right now.
Yeah.
Like when Georgia comes to town or you go to their house, that's the biggest game of your season.
Yes.
Now you have a rivalry game for sure, Auburn, Alabama. Like there's different games that mean different things, but that is your biggest opportunity to prove to the country what you're made of.
Yeah.
And if they're coming in your house and you're Texas or you're Alabama or you're Ole Miss, whatever, and you view yourself as a playoff team, national championship contender, you better not let them come in there and smoke you.
Exactly.
Because then you're not.
Because that's the thing about it, like, is like they're.
And they can.
Like, yeah, exactly. Georgia's coming to get. Don't get it wrong now. Yeah, they're hunted and blah, 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 blah. No. They're still the best team in college football. They're one of the most physical teams in football. They got a veteran quarterback that has all the potentials to be a top flight NFL quarterback. The dude's big. Yep. What they call it, a Hauser?
Howitzer,
yeah. One of those.
And a Hauser.
Yeah, one of those and everything like that. I mean, the dude can play and they got everything around. Their biggest thing is going to be replacing Brock. That's going to be the biggest thing.
Yep.
It's replacing that dude.
And McConkey.
And Ladd. But more than anything, replacing Brock Bowers.
No offense to Ladd McConkey.
Yeah, but more.
Brock Bowers is one of the best college football players ever.
Ever. And replacing a guy like that. They got a good room. Now, they don't have one of them.
Yeah.
But they got a really good tight end room. And
everybody,
so,
you're right. He's not him. I'm not trying to say he's him. Yeah. But also 3 years ago, we didn't know who he was.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
There's always somebody next. They're raving about that Stanford kid.
Yeah. He can play.
They go crazy about that
Stanford
kid.
He can play. I don't know if he's that guy.
He's probably not that guy.
But, yeah, I mean, they got so many good things going for him and everything. But, yeah, that's going to be the biggest thing is the challenge of the schedule. But more than anything as a schedule thing, it's about health. I think if Georgia stays healthy, there's nobody.
Right.
Outside of losing your quarterback, outside of losing him, like, if they stay healthy, it's not going to be a problem.
Right. But you know they won't because it's the SEC and it's a long season and all that kind of stuff and it's football.
Right.
But that's why you have the depth.
Yep.
That's why you have recruiting class after recruiting class
Correct.
After recruiting class on guys on guys on guys. And they have those guys. And that's the thing. Like, yeah, starting 22, offense, defense, whatever, as good as any in the country. But that you got to go further than that. Yeah. Like, it's 40.
Yes.
They got the best 40. Them, Ohio State, maybe Alabama. Like, there's a couple
Texas,
of schools. Texas.
Texas in there, yeah.
There's schools like that. That's why they're the ones that are considered the favorites to win the national championship this year. But, yeah, man, I mean, there's no – there should be no motivation needed beyond we're good as hell,
yep.
and we're about to have a season where we can win a national championship.
Yes. Period.
Last year, whatever.
Whatever.
Like,
yeah.
legacy,
blown
whatever.
Call. It's a blown call.
Like,
yeah.
we're
yes.
– we have an opportunity right now with this group. You look around that locker room, you're like, that guy's going to the NFL. That guy's a top 10 pick.
Right.
I'm a top 10 pick. We got the best coach in college football. Like, if we can't get motivated with just this
right.
to try to win it, what are we doing?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I know, I mean, everything as far as what happened last year in the SEC championship game. You got beat. Alabama beat your ass. You know, were there some calls? Yes, he was. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, sure.
But you just didn't play your game. You did not play what you were supposed to, you did not do what you were supposed to do to win that football
game. Had they played as well as they're capable of playing, one missed call. One,
exactly.
Or,
exactly.
Know, a couple things that go this way, that way wouldn't have made the difference.
Exactly.
The margin for error for Georgia has been built to be so large over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Normally you can get away with a couple things.
Can't
like
get away
that.
With it.
We didn't play good.
Yeah.
They had a weird game plan.
Yes.
Like you respected the quarterback too much.
Too much.
It was all weird. Like, I don't know. They went back to like pre-national championship mentality, Georgia.
From like, sophomore year.
That was, I mean, I wouldn't go that far back. That was almost like SEC championship yeah. game year one. Not national championship one, like mentality.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I remember that game
yeah.
where they lost to those guys? And
yeah.
it was like, what do you get? Come on. Let the guys loose.
Yeah.
Let them be athletes.
Release the hounds.
Release the hounds. Exactly right. What are we doing here? Anyway, it's Georgia Day at SEC Media Days today. It's not. I mean, it is. It's Georgia Day because Kirby's there and that's what it is now. But it's also Tennessee.
Yes.
Like, they got a chance this year. Oklahoma is a pretty big deal. New to the SEC. Missouri, everybody's high on them. Like, I feel like this is the best four of any one day
right.
of SEC Media Days. Like, all four of these teams have a chance to go to the playoffs.
They're all very good football teams.
They're
all very good. You talk about legacy and everything. We talk about Tennessee's. Tennessee's a damn good team. And as we mentioned yesterday, that offense is going offense. I mean, it just is what it is. It's going to move the ball.
I'm excited to see that quarterback.
Me too, because I loved him in the bowl game. I mean, it's going to be high impact. They got one of the best receivers in football and everything like that. It's just about how will that defense turn around and be able to do some things like that, because they're going to move the football. That's what Heupel does as far as being a head coach and an offensive mind. One brilliant offensive mind. Got a young gunslinger to do it. Got position players around him and everything like that. Their biggest thing is that trench warfare, can they hold up against the better football team?
Yeah, can you run the ball against the Georgias?
The
Alabamas.
They're going to be good.
Yeah.
No doubt. I don't know what to expect from Oklahoma. I really don't. You know,
neither do I. They're really high on this quarterback, the young kid Jackson Arnold. They even brought him. They brought a sophomore quarterback.
Well, he was the one
SEC
like, when you talked to Oklahoma fans last year about him, they wanted him.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they wanted him to be the starting quarterback.
They were tired of Dylan Gabriel.
Oregon, yeah.
Punk-ass, old-ass Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, they were tired of him, but they wanted to see the young boy go, man.
Never in my life have I had a problem with Dylan Gabriel. Then he transferred to Oregon.
And now you got all the problems in the world with him.
Obviously a bad person.
Now you got all the problems in the world with him.
Yeah,
and then Missouri, I mean, they're a good, solid football team, really good quarterback. We know about Burton, maybe the best receiver,
maybe
the best receiver in the country. Could do so many different things, but they lost their workhorse back now. Can you replace a running back?
You know, they got a big transfer back. Bo might know who he is from
Georgia State. Yeah. What's his name?
I forget. Cooper, maybe? Anyway. But, yeah, that's kind of their new guy.
And so, I mean, can they duplicate the success they had with that? Because it was a big part of what they did. But, yeah, they got a good returning quarterback and everything like that. And like I said, Eli is a good football coach.
He is.
He's a good football coach, Bunk. But, you know, it's still Missouri.
I have to whisper that.
Why? Because he went to App State.
Well, because he left App State.
Yeah, he left App State.
He used App State as a stepping stone.
What is wrong with that? Never mind.
Nothing. Unless
never mind. Yeah.
You are a diehard mountaineer.
Yes, that's what I said.
Nobody uses us as a stepping
that's
stone.
That's what I said. Never mind.
My wife hates Eli Drinkwitz.
Who was the other coach that left after Eli?
Nobody.
I thought another coach left. And
now the guy that replaced Eli, I believe, is still there. He was coaching for his life last
did
year.
Did Eli replace somebody that left?
Yeah,
I think that was it.
Yeah. It was the guy that went to Louisville, Satterfield.
Okay, that's
but Satterfield had
that's
been there for a long time,
right.
And coached under Jerry Moore, who's a legend. Like
right.
he's the all time. He won the national championships there and all that kind of stuff. Eli came in out of he's an outsider.
Uh-huh.
You know, 1 year. Now, they did go 14-1 that year, and they beat North Carolina and South Carolina.
They did.
The best year they've ever had as a D1, but that doesn't matter. He used him as a stepping stone, so we don't mess with Eli Drinkwitz at our house.
Okay.
Now, conversely, Kalen DeBoer, I'm rooting for him.
Oh.
Like, I hope he does great at Alabama.
The thing about you is that you have selective sports hate.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, your wife hates.
There's no rhyme or reason to... Well, there's usually a reason
why
I hate someone. Usually, they either went to Oregon or they go to Oregon.
Right.
They beat the Sonics in a playoff series or rapped about the Sonics and said some stuff they didn't need to say.
Right.
You had a good day anyway. Why do you have to say that?
Okay.
Or... God, I don't know what else. You know what else could you have done? You're kind of ugly.
That's what I'm saying. Like, but if they leave Washington,
I'm a hater.
If they leave Washington, it's good.
So, it depends on the circumstances. The way Sark did it, it rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. A little bit. A little bit. How Sark did it rubbed me the wrong way. But then I think karma got him. So we're fine on Sark now. But Kalen DeBoer left for Alabama. What are you supposed to do?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Now Sark left for USC. What are you supposed to do? I don't know.
That was going to be my next thing. Sark left for.
I know, but it was what he said. Anyway, it doesn't matter. No one cares about this except for me. But anyway, Missouri might be pretty good this year. Certainly a lot of expectations.
Yeah.
He was coaching for his job last year. And he certainly retained it.
Got an extension. I think that's the retained it, got an extension and everything like that. So he's going to be there for a while, you know. And that's one of those things. Is it a Shane Beamer type thing that happened in South Carolina?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't think so because I think they have a legit quarterback and a legit superstar at wide receiver.
Okay. I mean, didn't South Carolina have first round pick the funny talking dude Leggett?
That's true.
And they had a returner, and a lot of people thought highly of Spencer. How about Kyle Strider? Spencer Rattler.
A lot of people are not me.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you.
Okay. All right.
You're not one of those people either.
I know. I didn't believe in Spencer. How about Kyle Strider again? Spencer
Rattler. You don't even know his name.
I never did. I told you. I had a preconceived against him from that damn high school football show. I was like, I don't like this little dork.
Sounds like a lot of the NFL teams did too. Or maybe it wasn't about that. Maybe they watched him play in college and they were like, he's not that good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know everyone tried to make it about the Netflix thing. It's like, no, it isn't about that. It's about the fact that he played 3 years of college football and never wowed anybody.
Yeah.
That's why he didn't get drafted high.
But that was the thing, though. He was like, I mean, that's why it was so crazy. Because you remember after his freshman year, they had him projected as number one pick in the draft.
I remember.
And then Caleb Williams comes in there and, you know, give me that.
Now, if you're going to get your job taken, at least Caleb Williams was the number one pick in the draft. You know what I mean?
True.
But yeah, Rattler's a fine. Anyway, talking about Spencer Rattler. Speaking of Sark, here is Nick Saban talking about Texas.
You know, what kind of tickles me is all these people asking these questions about how Texas always ran the conference they were in. Anyway, they're not going to run the SEC. There's a whole lot of arrogant people in a lot of places in the SEC, so they can forget all about that. They'll be a good team and a great program, and Sark will do a great job, but that's not going to be a problem.
They were always the big earner.
I know, but did they run that conference?
Yeah. I'm not talking about, and I don't think it. I don't even think he was mainly basically talking about football, like the actual play.
Oh yeah, I know they have the most money.
Yeah, I think that's what he was thinking, more or less what he was talking about.
Oh well, they might have the most money in the SEC.
Yeah, I think that's what he was mostly talking about.
Oklahoma won a lot more Big 12 titles over the last decade.
Or was he talking about the power that they think they wield
the
and everything
wield,
like
right.
that?
They're not going
like
to have that.
No, they're not going to have that here. But yeah, because I remember when Nick was supposed to be the coach there 1 year. Oh, they were wooing him. That's right.
Oh, right. Wasn't his wife shopping for houses or
something like
that?
Yeah. Nick in Texas wasn't going to work, man.
How come?
That's too many yes people.
Too much politics.
Yeah, Nick ain't answering no damn body. I don't give a damn who you are. I don't give a damn who you are.
Except for that security guard yesterday that sent him back to his room to get his credential.
I'm just curious.
Was it a new world, baby?
It had to be like one of them damn Gen Z intern
I don't know.
Guys.
I don't know who it was, but it's funny. It's funny as hell that happened. Did you hear the national anthem last night?
I did not hear it originally because I had the sound down.
Neither did I, but I went back and listened to it,
and to me, it sounded like her playback was throwing her off.
All right.
Yes.
Great.
Like, you know how the playback?
Sure, no, that's like a...
That's what it sounded like.
You threw her a little lifeline there.
Because she was trying to catch up with it, it wasn't sinking.
Yeah, yeah. I go with that. That's nice. I got a take on it, too. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's Andy and Randy.
What a fantastic intro.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
California.
Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday morning, this hour brought to you by Mark Spann Real Estate. Go to markspann.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We've got those Bijan Robinson over-under betting numbers we'll get to, among other NFL stories, as we are a week and a day away from being live from Flowery Branch.
Yeah, man.
Next Wednesday, Ticketmaster Studios, Andy and Randy, live at training camp.
Yeah, man.
Who knows who we'll talk to? Yeah, I know we'll talk to somebody.
We're going
to
talk to...
Day one?
Who?
Day one's normally a big name.
I'm going to say we're going to get Lindstrom.
Last year was Lindstrom. Day one last year was Lindstrom.
Lindstrom, Younghoe Koo.
Okay. Got to be Kirk at some point, right?
Maybe. I don't see why not.
Yeah.
We
never talked to Ritter last year.
We didn't talk to Ritter.
We did have one of my favorite conversations in the history of the show with Marcus Mariota a couple summers ago.
I asked a simple question. That was it. That was a simple question.
It was a simple, it was an elegant question, and I thought it was really good.
I didn't think nothing of it when I asked him
either. Which is what makes it the best part.
I didn't even think nothing of it.
Makes it the best part.
Whatever, man. But, yeah, I mean, last night home
run. He's still thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. Last night home run derby. I was so, like, we were watching it. You know, barely paying attention to because they got the new Vikings of Valhalla's back out. So I was watching that. And so I'm sitting there and we waiting on Zoom, me and Samson and everything. Big Bear ran out of gas.
Yeah.
But the greatest thing about the whole thing was first when they panned over to Chris Sale, he had the chain on.
Yep, the Big Bear chain.
The Big Bear chain. Yep. And then all three of the pitchers came, they took his hat off, and Chris Sale was wiping the sweat off of him, which is funny as hell for some reason. But yeah, Big Bear ran out of gas, man.
Yeah, I think he hit the longest one in the whole derby, right? Like 475 or something like that. But yeah, he ran out of gas.
And he wasn't getting the pitches, it seemed like, where he wanted to.
Yeah, they had to call a timeout and tell him to elevate the pitches a little bit.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he wanted to get the pitches where he was at and everything.
Yeah, this man's a designated hitter. Yeah. You know, he takes about 10 swings a day.
Yes, and Marcel don't look like he trains.
Doesn't look like he's doing a ton of cardio.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So yeah, Big Ben ran out of gas right there. But all I wanted him to do, because when I think he was at 11, I said, just beat Pete Alonso.
Yeah, and he did. Yeah,
just beat Pete Alonso. Yeah. That was my biggest thing. And then you saw him get the extra time and like, okay, maybe he got a shot at this and everything. But yeah, obviously it didn't work out for him and everything. But yeah, I like I said, had the sound down until Marcel came up.
Mm-hmm.
And got the text from Abe. Said the anthem. I was like, what the hell? What's going on with that?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't pay no attention and then went to listen to it. And like, I'm just sitting there in the chair, got the volume. Like, it's on my phone and my wife hears it. She's like, what the hell is that?
Do we have it? You got the. Okay.
I was like,
we might as well. For people that maybe didn't hear.
I had no clue. What's her name again?
Ingrid Andres.
And she's a professional singer.
She is a singer. That is how she makes her money.
Okay.
All right. So this is her from last night paying tribute to our nation.
For the land of the free, and the home of the brave.
Yeah, okay. So I thought it was the audio. It sounded like the audio. You said something going to break.
I said I thought she was drunk.
She might have had some shots.
Yeah. She sounded
And then I just heard that ending of it, and I always go back to one of my favorite movies, the Temptations movie, the Temptations biopic, whatever you want to call it. And when Paul was drunk and everything, and he was at they were at the Grammy, some party at the house, and he was singing, and it just sounded drunk. And
yeah,
he was
trying to go on those runs, but they
drunk
don't work
as hell,
right.
And everybody came over there like, give me the mic, Paul. And Paul was just drunk ass, give me up, just drunk as hell. But, no, I mean, it could have been the acoustic. It wasn't going right in their ear.
Could have been.
Or something like that. I don't know. All I kept thinking about was Draymond's face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, was the Draymond face. Yep. Who was that singing it that year?
It was Fergie.
Was it Fergie singing it? And then the Draymond face. And so I'm pretty sure that's how a lot of folks were last night. It's not the worst.
It's not the worst.
No, Carl Lewis is the worst in history of life, have the worst national anthem ever.
And he knew it, and he said, I always think what he said was one of the funniest things, though, because he knew it was going
there.
And he goes, hang on, I'm going to make it up to you.
Yeah.
No, you sure didn't.
Just because you look like Jermaine don't mean you can sing like Jermaine.
Sure didn't make it up.
I thought that was, but no, it wasn't the worst I've ever heard, but it was just, it was bad.
It was really bad.
And Bo, you said she could sing, though.
Yeah, he's got audio.
She can sing.
You've got audio of her from the CMT Awards a couple of years ago, right? Singing
from
the national
last year, from 2023.
Okay, so this is not that long ago. This is the same person, believe it or not.
Okay, let me see. Oh, this is her. She's singing this song. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. This is an Alanis Morissette song. Okay. I thought you had audio of her singing the national anthem. I'm sorry.
Oh.
But she can, okay. Okay, she can,
this,
okay.
Just, this is a performance that she did at last year's CMT Awards.
Okay. Okay,
so this ain't her
we
song.
Got it.
This is, no, it's a cover from Atlanta's
Warner. Okay,
it's not original.
Okay.
All right. So, I mean, you got to think about it. The pressure. The pressure.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
Hard song to sing.
Very
hard song to sing.
Is it?
That's what I hear. I've never.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
okay. Okay.
That's what people say.
But yeah, it was. It was bad.
It was bad.
I don't think it was bad because she can't sing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I'm willing to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not saying it's bad because she can't sing.
But also, like, not everybody is that kind of singer. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, Alanis Morissette. Like, I had never heard any of her music. I didn't know she did an Alanis Morissette cover. That's like a different, that's kind of like an angry, aggressive kind of almost like.
Well, you know? I mean, where everything in the state of the damn nation now.
That's how she should have sang.
How you should have sang.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell yeah.
You got to sing it your style. You know, like, everybody loved Chris Stapleton at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago because he kind of did it like him. You know, he had the guitar out there, he did a real kind of like soulful version of the song. Everybody loves Whitney Houston's version because she belted it out like Whitney Houston again. Everybody loves Marvin Gaye's version because he sang it like Marvin Gaye. You got to adapt the song to you.
I agree with that. But again, either I don't think it was that bad because she can't sing. I think it was either the acoustics. Well, like maybe the playback wasn't going right.
I think she got the ratio off. I think she was nervous.
Or she was drinking that Don Julio.
That's what I mean. I think she got the ratio of like everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people, there's like things in life that you do a little bit better if you're a little bit buzzed.
Right.
Like if I have just the right amount of like, you know, a couple drinks, who knows, maybe like a little micro mush, whatever. Like, I'm a better golfer.
Right.
I'm dialed in.
I'm a better bowler.
But then I'm a way worse golfer if I get the ratio off. Like, it's just, and it's a fine line. Like, you just get a little over there. It seems like she tried to, you know, you're nervous. It's a big event. It's a home run derby. You're in front of thousands of people live.
Can we do away with the national anthem for the home run derby?
Now, that's another opinion that I have. And I'm glad you brought it up because I agree with you.
Yeah. Like,
I think we perform that song at too many things.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, I've been at like middle school soccer games.
Yes.
And it's like, are we, you know? Sure?
I agree with that. But again, only vision I had was Draymond Green's face. Because it's the funniest reaction ever to a bad national anthem was Draymond's
He's
face.
He's trying not to laugh.
He was trying his hardest not to laugh, but had his mouth open like, what the hell
What's
is going on? What the hell?
Why is she singing like this?
And Fergie can sing.
Right.
Fergie can sing.
I'm anti-Fergie.
What did she do to you?
We lost a golf match.
What?
Remember? All my golfers skipped the match.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because
of the
Fergie performance.
Yeah, right,
They lied to me about it.
Oh.
The most un-in charge I've ever been in my life until I was a parent.
Yes. Because of Fergie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They all lied. The school won a Fergie performance. I don't know how.
Right.
That's a pretty big deal because this was like 2008 or something when Fergie was a star.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's still a star, but like a megastar. I don't know how the school won a Fergie concert, but she performed at the gym at the high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this like Lady Humps, Fergie?
Yeah, all that.
Really?
Yeah, she was like peak Fergie at the time.
And she was at a high school gym.
I don't know how. The high school won some sort of contest.
Right.
I don't know how they won it. But yeah, I was like, look, if you guys want to go to the Fergie show, just tell me. And I can call the team that we're playing against, and we can reschedule or cancel.
You lost them when you said the Fergie show.
Whatever. I lost them when they walked in the first day and looked at me, and they were a bunch of high school girls, and they were like, well, we don't respect this guy, because I was 21, and I looked like I was 14. And they were like, we're not listening to this guy. But yeah, they lied. They said they were going to come, and they didn't. And then I'm sitting there like a jackass at the first tee. Lake Washington High School's all ready to go.
Yeah.
Franklin High School's nowhere to
you
be seen.
You should be mad at them little girls.
Of course I'm mad at them.
You can't be mad at Fergie.
I'm mad at everyone.
You can't be mad at Fergie.
Mostly I'm mad. Probably mostly it's an internal thing.
Right.
I'm mad at my inability to command respect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm still dealing with that.
What's her name again? The girl?
Who?
What's the girl who messed up the song?
I don't know who you're talking
about.
The girl
who did
it. Oh, from last night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it. Ingrid Anderson.
Ingrid Anderson. And she's a what kind of singer?
Country.
Country. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Bless her heart.
I never heard of her. I listen to country music. I never heard of her.
So I went home and flipped on MLB Network yesterday because I'm a nerd. And they were doing stuff on the field all day. So I'm wondering if she never even got to rehearse yesterday.
Could have been it.
Well, no sound check.
May have just been sitting in the green room taking tequila shots, never got a soundtrack, and the music may have been off. Could have been all that.
There it is.
There it is, man.
There it is.
All right, she ain't a bad singer. She just sang bad.
Yeah, she just had a bad night.
Yeah, had a bad night. Acoustic.
Simple solution, though. Stop doing the national anthem at everything.
Yeah.
Just reserve it for big things, like huge things.
Yes.
We don't have to do it at everything.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, bless her heart. You know, because she could tell, like, at the by the dawn, she was like, she was shook.
Oh yeah.
No, the land.
You know, pretty early.
By the land,
yeah,
she was shook.
You know, pretty
early. You're like, oh, and that's one of the things where you gotta. It's like a pressure, like in a game or something. The pressure's on and everything. You got to catch this ball, mm-hmm. or you got to make this throw.
If I hit this note, then I can save it.
Yes.
Then maybe I can save it.
And she couldn't do
but
it.
But if I miss this note.
If I miss this note, as bad as it's going, and I get to the, or the land.
Yeah.
And they,
Well, the other thing, too, is like, you know how the tempo you start out at.
Yes.
Oh, I want this thing to start going fast now.
Yes.
You can't just speed up in the middle of it because you suck. You know what I mean? Then everyone's going to know what you did. Yeah. That also, it's not a long song, but I bet it feels really long.
Oh, I bet.
When you're singing like
when
that.
Because
it takes about 2 minutes, right? Give or take. That's normally
unless Aretha up there.
And then it's 3.5.
Yeah.
But like but normally like the over-under in Super Bowls is somewhere between like 1.5, 2 minutes, two right? Minute. That's not that long for a song.
Right.
Like most songs are 3 or 4 minutes. I bet that felt like 10 years
last night. Oh, yeah. And you can just, young lady, her face showed it to her. I bet she's like, damn. But at least nobody booed her.
Did they not?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Like, it cut off, like, the audio cut off after she finished.
Yeah. Eesh. That's what threw Marcel off.
Yep. That's what got Marcel?
Yeah, he would have won if they had a better
Is that the fact that he was out of shape?
No.
Yep.
No, what's the guy's name? Timothy Miller? That's the guy that sings at the seventh inning at
America's Beautiful?
Yeah. But if they had Timothy Miller out there,
Timothy Miller
Marcel
got
won.
I mean, he got the biggest diaphragm in Atlanta. Oh, yeah, he can go. Yeah, she can't blow like that.
No, she can't.
You know, but
he doesn't even need a sound check.
Yeah, but no, it was cool because Marcel had on. Samson pointed out he had the Travis Scott.
He did.
Cleats on.
Yeah.
And Samson loved. He's like, oh my God, Daddy has those shoes on.
Is there anything else about those shoes that makes them special other than the Nike swooshes backwards?
Andy.
Because that's what it is, right?
Andy, I went on the, what's that damn thing, Stock X, whatever them shoe
thing. Yeah, the shoe thing.
And I got it for them. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's it, though. Like, the Nike swoosh, instead of going this way, it goes that way.
That's it.
They, like, do, it's more comfortable.
That's it.
No?
So he got shoes that are just in mirror mode?
Pretty much.
Huh. Well, that sounds, all right.
Sounds stupid.
They do look cool, though. They're pretty cool.
Whatever.
They look pretty cool. We got some Bijan Robinson over-unders. Vegas thinks this. We'll see what you think, or Randy thinks and I think. Coming up next, NFL No Huddle, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Andy and Randy.
What a fantastic intro
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
California.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday morning, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. We've got those Bijan Robinson over under betting numbers we'll get to, among other NFL stories, as we are a week and a day away from being live from Flowery Branch.
Yeah, man.
Next Wednesday, Ticketmaster Studios, Andy and Randy, live at training camp.
Yeah, man.
Who knows who we'll talk to? Yeah, I know we'll talk to somebody.
We're going to talk to...
Day one?
Who?
Day one's normally a big name.
I'm going to say we're going to get Lindstrom.
Last year was Lindstrom. Day one last year was Lindstrom.
Lindstrom, Younghoe Koo.
Okay. Got to be Kirk at some point, right?
Maybe. I don't see why not.
Yeah.
We never
talked to Ritter last year.
We didn't talk to Ritter.
We did have one of my favorite conversations in the history of the show with Marcus Mariota a couple summers ago.
I just a simple question. That was a great question.
It was a simple, it was an elegant question, and I thought it was really good.
I didn't think nothing of it when I asked him.
Which is what makes it the best part.
I didn't even think nothing of it.
Makes it the best part.
Whatever, man. But, last night home
He's
run.
He's still thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. Last night home run derby. I was so, like, we were watching it. You know, barely paying attention to it because they got the new Vikings of Valhalla back out. So I was watching that. And so I'm sitting there and we're waiting on Zoom, me and Samson and everything. Big Bear ran out of gas.
Yeah.
But the greatest thing about the whole thing was first when they panned over to Chris Sale, he had the chain on.
Yep, the Big Bear chain.
The Big Bear chain. Yep. And then all three of the pitchers came, they took his hat off, and Chris Sale was wiping the sweat off of him, which is funny as hell for some reason. But yeah, Big Bear ran out of gas, man.
Yeah, I think he hit the longest one in the whole derby, right? Like 475 or something like that. But he ran out of gas.
And he wasn't getting the pitches, it seemed like, where he wanted.
Yeah, they had to call a timeout and tell him to elevate the pitches a little bit.
Yeah, it didn't seem like he wanted to get the pitches where he was at and everything.
Yeah, this man's a designated hitter.
Yeah.
You know, he takes about 10 swings a day.
Yes, and Marcel don't look like he trains.
Doesn't look like he's doing a ton of cardio.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. So yeah, Big Bear ran out of gas right there. But all I wanted him to do, because when I think he was at 11, I said, just beat Pete Alonso.
Yeah, and he did.
Just beat Pete Alonso. Yeah. That was my biggest thing. And then you saw him get the extra time and like, okay. maybe he got a shot at this and everything, but yeah, obviously it didn't work out for him and everything. But yeah, I like I said, had the sound down until Marcel came up and got the text from Abe, said the anthem. I was like, what the hell? What's going on with that? Didn't pay no attention, and then went to listen to it, and like I'm just sitting there in the chair, got the volume like it's on my phone, and my wife hears it. She's like, "What the hell is that?
Do we have it? Can you got the?"
I was
okay.
Like, I was like,
"We might as well for people that maybe didn't hear."
I had no clue. What's her name again?
Ingrid Andress.
And she's a professional singer.
She is a singer. That is how she makes her money.
Okay.
All right. So this is her from last night, paying tribute to our nation.
Or the land of the free. Ooh. And the home of the brave.
Yeah, okay. So I thought it was the audio. It sounded like the audio. You said something going to break.
I said I thought she was drunk.
She might have had some shots.
Yeah. She sounded
And then I just heard that ending of it, and I always go back to one of my favorite movies, the Temptations movie, the Temptations biopic, whatever you want to call it. And when Paul was drunk and everything, and he was at the Grammy, some party at the house, and he was singing, and it just sounded drunk.
Yeah, he's trying to go on those runs, yeah, but they don't work
as hell,
right.
And everybody came over there like, give me the mic, Paul. And Paul was just drunk ass, just drunk as hell. But, no, I mean, it could have been the acoustic. It wasn't going right in their ear.
Could have been.
Or something like that. I don't know. All I kept thinking about was Draymond's face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, was the Draymond face. Yep. When who was that singing it that year?
It was Fergie.
Was it Fergie singing it? Fergie. And then the Draymond face. And so I'm pretty sure that's how a lot of folks were last night. It's not the worst.
It's not the worst.
No, Carl Lewis is the worst in history of life, had the worst national anthem ever.
And he knew it, and he said, I always think what he said was one of the funniest things, though, because he knew it was going to. And he goes, hang on, I'm going to make it up to you.
Yeah.
No, you sure didn't.
Just because you look like Jermaine, don't mean you can sing like Jermaine.
Sure didn't make it up.
I thought that was, but no, it wasn't the worst ever I've ever heard, but it was just, like, it was bad.
It was bad. It was really bad.
And Bo, you said she could sing, though.
Yeah, he's got audio.
She can sing.
You've got audio of her from the CMT Awards a couple of years ago, right? Singing
from
the national
last year, from 2023. From
okay, so this is not that long ago. This is the same person, believe it or not.
Okay, this is. Oh, this is her. She's singing this song. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. This is an Alanis Morissette song. Okay. I thought you had audio of her singing the national anthem. I'm sorry.
Oh. But she can, okay. Okay, she can,
this,
okay.
This is a performance that she did at last year's CMT Awards.
Okay, so this ain't her song.
We got it.
It's a cover from Alanis Morissette.
Oh, okay,
it's
not original. Okay, all right. So, I mean, you got to think about it. The pressure. The pressure.
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure.
Hard song to sing.
Very
hard song to sing.
Is it?
That's what I hear. I've never.
Oh, okay,
I
mean, okay, okay.
That's what people say.
But, yeah, it was bad.
It was bad.
I don't think it was bad because she can't sing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I'm willing to give her the benefit of the doubt.
I'm not saying it's bad because she can't sing.
But also, like, not everybody is that kind of singer. You know what I mean?
True.
Like, Alanis Morissette. Like, I had never heard any of her music. I didn't know she did an Alanis Morissette cover. That's like a different, that's kind of like an angry, aggressive kind of almost
I mean, where everything in the state of the damn nation now.
That's how she should have sang.
How you should have sang.
Yeah, exactly. Hell yeah. You got to sing it your style. You know, like, everybody loved Chris Stapleton at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago because he kind of did it like him. You know, he had the guitar out there, he did a real kind of like soulful version of the song. Everybody loves Whitney Houston's version because she belted it out like Whitney Houston can. Everybody loves Marvin Gaye's version because he sang it like Marvin Gaye.
Right.
You got to adapt the song to you.
I agree with that. But again, I don't think it was that bad because she can't sing. I think it was either the acoustics. Well, like maybe the playback wasn't going right.
I think she got the ratio off. I think she was nervous, or she was
drinking that Don Julio.
That's what I mean. I think she got the ratio of like everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people. There's like things in life that you do a little bit better if you're a little bit buzzed,
right?
Like if I have just the right amount of like, you know, a couple drinks, who knows, maybe like a little micro mush, whatever. Like, I'm a better golfer.
Right.
I'm dialed in.
I'm a better bowler.
But then I'm a way worse golfer if I get the ratio off. Like, it's just, and it's a fine line. Like, you just get a little over there. It seems like she tried to, you know, you're nervous. It's a big event. It's a home run derby. You're in front of thousands of people live.
Can we do away with the national anthem for the home run derby?
Now, that's another opinion that I have. And I'm glad you brought it up because I agree with you.
Yeah. Like,
I think we perform that song at too many things.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, I've been at like middle school soccer games.
Yes.
And it's like, Are we, you know? Sure.
I agree with that. But yeah, sure got, I'm gonna. I'm not. Yeah, but again, only vision I had was Draymond Green's face, because it's the funniest reaction ever to a bad national anthem was Draymond's face.
Trying not to laugh.
Was trying his hardest not to laugh, but had his mouth open like, "What the hell is going? What the hell?
Why is she singing like this?"
And Fergie can sing.
Right.
Fergie can sing.
I'm anti Fergie.
What did she do to you?
We lost a golf match.
What?
Remember? All my golfers skipped
the
match.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because of the Fergie performance. Yeah, right. Yeah.
They lied to me about it.
Oh.
The most un-in charge I've ever been in my life until I was a parent.
Yes. Because of Fergie.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They all lied. The school won a Fergie performance. I don't know how.
Right.
It's a pretty big deal because this was like 2008 or something when Fergie was a star.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's still a star, but like a megastar. I don't know how the school won a Fergie concert, but she performed at the gym at the high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this like Lady Humps Fergie?
Yeah, yeah, oh, all that.
Really?
Yeah, she was like peak Fergie at the time.
And she was at a high school gym.
I don't know how. The high school won some sort of contest. I don't know how they won it. But yeah, I was like, look, if you guys want to go to the Fergie show, just tell me. And I can call the team that we're playing against, and we can reschedule or cancel.
You lost them when you said the Fergie show.
Whatever. I lost them when they walked in the first day and looked at me, and they were a bunch of high school girls, and they were like, well, we don't respect this guy, because I was 21, and I looked like I was 14. And they were like, we're not listening to this guy. But yeah, they lied. They said they were going to come, and they didn't. And then I'm sitting there like a jackass at the first tee. Lake Washington High School's all ready to go.
Yeah.
Franklin High School's nowhere to
you
be
seen. You should be mad at them little girls.
Of course. I'm mad at Fergie. I'm mad at everyone.
You can't be mad at Fergie?
Mostly I'm mad. Probably mostly it's an internal thing.
Right.
I'm mad at my inability to command respect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still dealing with that.
What's her name again? The girl?
Who?
What's the girl who messed up the song?
I don't know who you're talking
about. The girl who did
from Andrews. Last night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. Ingrid Anderson.
Ingrid Anderson. And she's a what kind of singer?
Country.
Country. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Bless her heart.
I never heard of her. I listen to country music. I never heard of her.
So I went home and flipped on MLB Network yesterday because I'm a nerd, and they were doing stuff on the field all day. So I'm wondering if she never even got to reherse yesterday.
Could have been it.
Well, no sound check.
She may have just been sitting in the green room taking tequila shots, never got a soundtrack, and the music may have been off. Could have been all that.
There it is.
There it is, man.
All right.
She ain't a bad singer. She just sang bad.
Yeah, she just had a bad night.
Yeah, had a bad night. Acoustic.
Simple solution, though. Stop doing the national anthem at everything.
Yeah.
Just reserve it for big things, like huge things.
Yes.
We don't have to do it at everything.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But, yeah, bless her heart. You know, because she could tell, like, at the by the dawn, she was shook.
Oh, yeah.
No, the land.
You know pretty early.
By the land,
yeah.
She was shook.
You know pretty
early. You're like, oh. And that's one of the things where you got to – it's like a pressure, like in a game or something. The pressure's on and everything. You got to catch this ball or you got to make this throw.
If I hit this note – then I can save it.
Yes.
Then maybe I can save it.
And she couldn't do
it. But if I miss this note.
If I miss this note, as bad as it's going, and I get to the land.
Yeah.
And they,
Well, the other thing, too, is like, you know how the tempo you start out at.
Yes.
Oh, I want this thing to start going fast now.
Yes.
You can't just speed up in the middle of it because you suck. You know what I mean? Then everyone's going to know what you did. Yeah. That also, it's not a long song, but I bet it feels really long.
Oh, I bet.
When you're singing like that.
Because
it takes about 2 minutes, right? Give or take. That's normally
unless Aretha up there.
And then it's 3.5.
Yeah.
But like but normally like the over-under in Super Bowls is somewhere between like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, right? That's not that long for a song.
Right.
Like most songs are 3 or 4 minutes. I bet that felt like 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Night.
Oh, yeah. And you can tell, I mean, the young lady, her face showed it to her. I bet she's like, damn. But at least nobody booed her.
Did they not?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Like, it cut off, like, the audio cut off after she finished.
Yeah. Eesh. That's what threw Marcel off.
Yep. That's what got Marcel?
Yeah, he would have won if they had a better
Is that the fact that he was out of shape?
No.
Yep.
No. If they, what's the guy's name? Timothy Miller? That's the guy that sings at the seventh inning at
America's Beautiful?
Yeah. But if they had Timothy Miller out there,
Timothy Miller
Marcel
would
have won.
I mean, he got the biggest diaphragm in Atlanta. Oh, yeah, he can go. Yeah, she can't blow like that.
No, she can't.
You know, but
he doesn't even need a sound check.
Yeah, but no, it was cool because Marcel had on. Samson pointed out he had the Travis Scott.
He did.
Cleats on.
Yeah,
and Samson loved. He's like, oh my god, Daddy has those shoes on.
Is there anything else about those shoes that makes them special other than the Nike swooshes backwards?
Andy.
Because that's what it is, right?
Andy, I went on what's that damn thing? Stock X, whatever them shoe
thing. Yeah, the shoe thing.
And I got it for them. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's it, though. Like, the Nike swoosh, instead of going this way, it goes that way.
That's it.
They're like, dude, it's more comfortable.
That's it.
No?
It's
So he got shoes that are just in mirror mode?
Pretty much.
Huh. Well, that sounds, all right.
Sounds stupid.
They do look cool, though. They're pretty cool.
Whatever.
They look pretty cool. We got some Bijan Robinson over-unders. Vegas thinks this. We'll see what you think, or Randy thinks and I think. Coming up next, NFL No Huddle, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.